Good afternoon. I'm Rusty Melberg. News time 12 noon. 72 degrees outside. Expecting a high near 75. Mostly sunny skies for the rest of your Wednesday. Prosecutors in Kenosha County have filed charges of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse against 52-year-old Stephen Zelich of West Allis. Zelich is accused of murdering 19-year-old Jenny Gomez in a Kenosha motel room in August of 2012 during a sexual encounter which involved erotic asphyxiation. While Zelich admitted to being present when Gomez died, Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zaff questions his version of the events leading up to her death.
Admissions or confessions, however you want to label it, are always helpful to law enforcement in either providing investigative leads. As you can already imagine, I have not agreed with the claim or the spin by the defense attorneys or the defendant, arguably, that it was accidental.
Gomez was one of two women whose body was found in suitcases left along a Walworth County road in early June. The city of Sheboygan is getting a lot of calls in the wake of the citywide reassessment. Mayor Mike Vandersteen on Sheboygan's Morning News yesterday said so far about 300 have been received.
You know, when everybody in the city gets a letter and says that their property value has changed, they all have an opinion on that, and they're calling them up to find out about it.
Vandersteen said people who disagree with their assessment do have a resource.
If you feel that you weren't treated fairly by the assessment, please either call the assessor's office, explain your problem, and then if you don't get a resolution, you want to schedule for the open book, and then if they'll review everything there.
And the mayor says if you still disagree, there is a further appeal process. Vandersteen said the city assessor has put together a PowerPoint presentation on the process, and that is up on the city website. The World Health Organization says 932 people are now confirmed dead as a massive Ebola outbreak sweeps over West Africa. President Obama said today the U.S. and its allies will continue doing everything possible to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone respond to the growing Ebola crisis. The president offered condolences to those who have been affected by the deadly outbreak. The Gaza ceasefire is holding for a second day. That as diplomats outside of the Palestinian territory in Israel are working to find a longer-lasting peace. Secretary of State John Kerry is supporting Israel's position that ending a blockade of Gaza depends on Hamas militants giving up the rockets they fire at Israel. Israeli officials are in Egypt, which is sponsoring talks to come up with a more permanent truce. Of the four Republican candidates running for the state's 6th District House seat, Glenn Grothman was willing to move into the district and even challenge Tom Petri for the seat. He said his decision to run was to make sure the area has a strong conservative leader in Washington.
Right now, Congress is not getting it done. And on a wide variety of fronts, the debt, but certainly the welfare, is out of control. There was not leadership in Congress from the 6th Congressional District, so I decided to run.
Grothman says his years of state legislature experience show he can handle being in Congress and take on controversial issues. If elected, he will do what he can to continue that when it comes to cutting regulations, eliminating government spending, and reforming welfare programs.
I am going to be an outspoken person on the welfare that's killing the country. Right now, a single gal, if she gets married, to stay the father of her children, can lose $40,000 a year in benefits, a $40,000 penalty for getting married.
Grothman faces Joe Lipom, Dewey Strobel, and Tom Dino in the August 12th primary. It's certain that you won't have to show a photo ID to vote in next Tuesday's primaries in Wisconsin, but the requirement is still possible for November. The Federal Appeals Court in Chicago is giving the law's opponents until August 19th to respond to the state's request from yesterday to restore the ID mandate as soon as possible. Earlier this year, Federal Judge Lynn Edelman ruled that the photo ID voting law passed by state Republicans in 2011 was unconstitutional and it violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen is appealing that decision, and he has asked that the law be put back into effect while the court reviews the law itself. The Wisconsin ID requirement has only been used once in a low turnout primary in February of 2012. A Milwaukee company has found a huge catch of internet credentials stolen by a Russian crime ring. According to the New York Times, Hold Security discovered 1.2 billion username and password combinations, along with over 500 million email addresses, but it's not naming the websites victimized. The Russian hackers targeted 420,000 large and small websites. A new report says Wisconsin counties and towns are being shortchanged on state highway funding, and it's causing real problems in maintaining local roads. The Wisconsin Towns Association says the local share of state road aids dropped from 36% in 1993 to 24% in the current state budget. The group's attorney, former state senator Tom Harnish, said he found a trend over the past several years in which the state has shifted funds from local roads to state highways and facilities, mainly in urban areas. Harnish says one reason is the state's tighter taxing limits on local governments, which has made it harder to spend money on upgrading roads. Wisconsin gas prices continue to take their biggest plunge of the summer. The AAA says the statewide average for regular unleaded was $3.46 a gallon this morning. That's 4 cents cheaper than a week ago and 22 cents less than at this time in July. Greg Laskowski of GasBuddy.com says the price cuts should continue at a slower pace over the next few weeks as supplies remain high. Laskowski expects larger declines after the middle of September. That's when most folks have their vacations done by them and refineries will start switching to winter grades of fuel. Checking out the forecast, continued nice weather for the rest of the work week. Mostly sunny today, a high near 75. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 57. And tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Currently 73 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time is 12:06.